Masechet Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. Ike J. Shehebar in honor of his grandparents, Mr. Ike and Jeanette Beebe. We bless Mr. Ike Shehebar, who's been a sponsor of the Daf Yomi for many days. They should continue to enjoy success, health, and happiness. May his grandparents also enjoy much nachat from him as well as all their grandchildren, and may they only share in simachot for the entire family. Amen. Daf Nunhet. This morning's daf has been dedicated anonymously in honor of Rav David Katz of Katz Judaica. Katz Judaica on 632 Kings Highway in Brooklyn, 718-375-7272. We want to acknowledge that Rav David Katz is the supplier of all our Gemariot art scroll for the Daf HaYomi in our Shi'ur, Teskel Mitzvot, Katz Judaica. Today, Daf has been studied by Inu Nishmat Acham Baruch Rafael ben Miriam and Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanichem Began Eden. Amen. Today we begin the new Perek, Perek Tamid Nishchat. Just as a very small introduction, we just must keep in mind that on a daily basis in the Beit HaMikdash, they brought two korbanot. That was the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Tamid Shel Ben HaArbaim. Like the Pasuk says, Etakebes Echad Ta'aseh B'Boker, Ve'etakebes Hasheni Ta'aseh Ben HaArbaim. These were, we call the Olat Tamid, the daily korban was brought 365 days a year. On Shabbatot, on Yamim Tovim, on Yom Kippurim. The Korban Tamid Shel Shachar obviously was brought in the morning, and there's different opinions exactly what time that Korban was able to be brought. And the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, which we loosely interpret as the afternoon Korban. But the Benu Hananel has a very nice interpretation of what the words Ben HaArbayim means. So literally he means, says it's between the evenings. And the middle, actually, we would say. In the middle of the Erevs. Which means if you take one night, the night begins at 6. If you take the night after it, it begins at 6. So Ben HaArbayim would be at 12. 12 o'clock midday would be the midpoint between the two Erevs. So that's why we have opinions that would say that technically from the Torah, it would be permissible to start bringing the Tamid Shel Ben HaArbayim at Chatzot, at 12 o'clock. But because we don't want to bring it before Chatzot, so the rabbis pushed it up a half hour to bring it at 12:30. Which we call that 6.5 hours. But technically it should be able to be brought from 12, but if you bring it at 11:59, you're bringing it early. So therefore, because you're worried that you might not be able to mechaven the exact moment, so they pushed it up a half hour. Hence the terminology Ben HaArbayim. So, according to Rabbi Yochanan El. In any event, we are going to discuss in our Mishnah the time that they brought the Tamid Shel Ben HaArbayim, when they brought it all year round, and when they brought it on Erev Pesach. You have to keep in mind that Erev Pesach, everybody had to bring a Korban. That's the Korban Pesach. And it was brought after the Tamid Shel Ben HaArbayim. So there's a logic to say that they'd like to preempt the Tamid Shel Ben HaArbayim a little early to give people enough time to bring their Korban Pesach. You have to remember this was a Korban that was brought by the entire nation. So a lot of groups came in to bring the Qurban. So in order to facilitate them with more time, they would bring the Tamid Shel Ben HaArbayim a little earlier than regular, than normal. For that matter, Erev Pesach, Shehaliyot Be'erev Shabbat, which is even a more time-sensitive day, because Shabbat is coming. So that you don't have all the way till the night to bring the Qurban. So therefore, they would preempt the Tamid Shel Ben HaArbayim even a little earlier. So we're going to discuss exactly the afternoon Korban Tamid, when it was brought all year during the week, when it was brought all year on Shabbat, when it was brought on Erev Pesach, regular during the week, and when it was brought on Erev Pesach, Shechal Liyot, the Erev Shabbat. Those are the 4 days that we're analyzing in our Gemara today. Now, it should be pointed out that on a regular day, once you bring the Tamid Shel Ben Ha'arbaim, you do not bring any more Korbanot. The Gemara will tell us on the Amud Bet, Aleha Hashlem Kol HaKorbanot Kulam. Which means, with the bringing of the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, all the Korbanot, the Darim, the Davot, are cease as well. So therefore, during the week, obviously, we'd like to delay, could be the Ben Arbaim a little, Tamid, in order to give time for people to bring their Korbanot. And the Mishnah begins. Tamid, the Korban Tamid, this is Shel Ben Arbaim, the afternoon one, Nishchat b'shmona u'mechsa. It was slaughtered at 8.5 hours into the day. Now, for our purposes, we'll assume that we have a perfect day where sunrise is at 6 a.m. and sunset is 6 p.m. So the Shaot Zimaniyot are 60 minutes, just in order that we get a understanding. So 8.5 hours would be 2:30 in the afternoon. That's when it is slaughtered. V'karev b'tish'a u'mechsa. But it's not actually sacrificed on the Mizbeach till 9.5 hours, which would be 3:30. And the Gemara will tell us why the delay of an hour between the Shechita and the Hakrabah, and the actual sacrificing of it. Be'arbe Pesachim nishchat b'sheva u'mechsa, v'karev b'shmuna u'mechsa. So the Mishnah tells us that on Erev Pesach, they preempted the Korban Tamid an hour. So they pushed it up 7.5 and 8.5. So you went to 1:30 on Shechita, 2:30 on the Hakrabah, and then the Korban Pesach would follow. Ben Bechol, Ben Beshabbat. And this applies whether Erev Pesach falls out during the week, or Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbat. It should be pointed out that they did bring the Erev Pesach and the Korban Pesach on Shabbat. The Shechita is Doche Shabbat, but they would not roast it until the evening. So therefore you needed to deal with the Korban Pesach even on Shabbat. Comes the Mishnah and says, Hal Erev Pesach liyot be'erev Shabbat. Okay, now let's say it falls out on a Friday. The reason why we're pressed for time on Friday is because the Deen says as follows. You would slaughter the Korban Pesach on Friday, and you would have to roast it on Friday as well. Because Friday night, which is Shabbat, is already Pesach. You cannot roast the Pesach on Shabbat. So therefore, there's a lot of work that has to be done on Erev Pesach, Shechal Liyot, Erev Shabbat. You have to make the Shechita plus the Siliya. So the Mishnah says, Nishchat b'sheshu mechsa. They would bring the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim 2 hours earlier than normal, meaning they would make Shechita at 6.5 hours, which would be 12:30. V'kare b'sheva u'mechsa, and they would sacrifice it at 1:30. It's an hour later, the 7.5 hours. V'apesach acharav, and then following the Korban Pesach. So basically those are the the times. So our Mishnah held 8.5 hours on a regular day. 8.5 and 9.5, those are the times. How do we know this? How do we know the time of the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim? Amar Yoshua ben Nevi, Amar Kera, et hakeves ehad ta'aseh baboker, ve'et hakeves hasheni ta'aseh ben ha'arbaim. So we're interested in the second half of that pasuk. Et hakeves hasheni, the second sheep, would be brought ben ha'arbaim. So Rabbi Yoshua is going to give us his interpretation of these words. Ben ha'arbaim. Halkehu leben shnei aravim. Split the afternoon into two. Bet sha'ot u'mechsa lekan. 2.5 hours before the korban. Shte sha'ot u'mechsa lekan. 2.5 hours after the korban. V'sha'a achat la'asiyato. And 1 hour for its doing. Meaning, he's taking the time between 12 o'clock in the afternoon, which when's the afternoon starts. That's when the sun starts to go from the east to the west. So that's why we'd be called at the beginning of the afternoon. And in the morning, the sun is rising, you know, on the eastern seaboard, and then it starts to slant or tilt towards the west. So that's already the afternoon. The afternoon is from 12, and then you don't have sunset until 6. So that's a total of 6 hours. Now, if you split that, meaning the way he's telling it to you is, you want 2.5 hours before the Qurban, and you want 2.5 hours after the Qurban. And an hour to do the Qurban. So therefore, from 12, that's what it starts, count 2.5 hours, that takes you to 2:30. So that would be 8.5 hours. Right? Then you bring the Qurban, okay? So, till 3:30, right? So then you have, from 3:30 to 6, is 2.5 hours after. So therefore, that's the way he learns it. Ben Arbayim, which means split the afternoon, where you have equal time before the Qurban and equal time after the Qurban, and an hour for bringing the Qurban itself. Mativ Rava. So Rava has a question on this understanding. Be'arbe pesachim nishchat b'sheva u'mehsa v'kare b'shmona u'mehsa ben b'chol ben b'shabbat. We learned in our Mishnah that on Erev Pesach, whether it's Shabbat, whether it's weekday, we preempt the Qurban Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim an hour. Right? We bring it at, or we slaughter it at 7.5. So the Gemara says, V'isal kadatak b'shmona u'mehsa de'oraita. If you're holding that you learn the 8.5 hour time from Pesukim, from the Torah, hechi magdeminan le. How could we preempt it? Which means, the time is the time. The Torah, if you're learning from the words Ben Arbaim, the Torah is telling you, split the afternoon up and bring it 2.5 hours before, 2.5 hours after. You have no right to come along on Erev Pesach without Pesukim and just come along and bring it an hour earlier. So the Rabba challenges the Yeshua's understanding of the timing of Korban Pesach. I'm sorry. The timing of Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. How could you say it's 8.5 hours based on a pasuk? Because if it's based on a pasuk, you would not be allowed to preempt it on Erev Pesach. Ela Amar Rava Mitzvato de Tamid Mishiyinatu Tzlale Arif. The time of the Korban Tamid min haTorah is Mishiyinatu, from when the when the shade of the afternoon starts to turn, which means when the sun starts to tilt towards the west. So now already the shade is on the other side. So that's already min haTorah, the time to bring the Qurban. Maitama de Amar Kera ben Arbaim, because the pasuk says ben Arbaim, which means Me'idana de Mathil Shimsha le Ma'arav, from the time that the sun starts to go to the west. Like I explained to you from Rabbeinu Hananel, Ben Arbaim, between the two nights, you have 6 p.m. on the first night, 6 p.m. on the second night, between those two nights is 12 o'clock in the afternoon, right? That would be the midpoint. We don't want to bring it 12 o'clock in the afternoon because that's too close for error, so we push it to 12:30. So therefore, Minat Torah, Rava's learning, the earliest time for Korban Tamid is not 8.5 hours, like Rabbi Yeshua learned. The earliest time is actually 6.5 hours. Hilkach b'shar yemot hashana di'ika nedarim v'nedavot. Since all year long, people are able to bring korban nedarim v'nedavot to the Beit HaMikdash, the Rahmana Amar and the Torah teaches us alea chelbe ha'shelamim. Right? The Torah says v'ktir alea chelbe ha'shelamim, which means you will bring with it the chelbe ha'shelamim, the all the different korbanot shelamim. And the Gemara learns from the word shelamim. The word shelamim sounds like the word shalem, complete. And the Gemara says, "Va'amar mor aleha hashlem kol korbanot kulam." With it, with the bringing of the korban tamid shel ben arba'im, hashlem kol korbanot kulam. Finished. All the korbanot are finished. You cannot bring anything after that korban. Me'acharinan le tarteshae. So we delay the Qurban Tamid all year long, 2 hours, v'avdina le b'shmona u'mehsa. Because Minat Torah already, you're allowed to bring it from 6.5 hours. But in order to allow people to bring their nedarim and nedavot during the year. So what do? We give them a chance. So how do we give them a chance? We push the korban until 8.5 hours. So therefore they gain 2 hours more to bring their nedarim and nedavot. But on Erev Pesach, we're pressed because we need time to bring the Korban Pesach, because the Korban Pesach is brought after the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'i. So we need time in the afternoon. So what do? Kadminan leshahat. So we preempt it 1 hour. V'avdinan lebesheva umehsa. And we bring it in the 7th, we slaughter it in the 7.5 hours. That is no problem from that. Because according to Ravam and Torah, you can already start bringing it from 6.5. It's not like the Yeshua that said Minat Torah, it's 8.5. Then you have a problem. How could you ever bring it before 8.5? But according to Ravah that says, no, Minat Torah already, you can bring it from 6.5. So there's no problem to bring it later than that. 7.5 and 8.5. Hal Erev Pesach liot Erev Shabbat. When Erev Pesach falls out on a Friday, Di'ika namit sliyato, where you also have to be involved in the roasting of the Korban Pesach, right? Because you can't roast it on Shabbat. De'lo da'ai Shabbat. Roasting is not Dohai Shabbat. Mukminan le adine. Then you bring the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im according to its deen, according to the strict law, which is when? Besheshu mechsa. At 6.5 hours. So basically that's the understanding of Rava, how the Korban Tamid. So that's really three different times to bring it. Sometimes at 6.5 hours, that's B'Erev Pesach Shehal Yod B'Erev Shabbat. 7.5 hours, that's on a regular Erev Pesach. Shehal ben Behol ben Beshabbat, and then you have 8.5 hours. That would be during the course of the year. Now we have a braita. Basically, to the end of this daf, it's going to be to interpret what this braita means. In the braita, we're going to have a machloket between the Bishmael and the Bi'akiba, and there's going to be three different interpretations of how this braita makes sense. Then the Gemara is going to ask different questions according to the interpretations that were given. So let's begin. Tanu Rabbanan. We have a braita. Kesiduro behol, kach siduro beShabbat. The order of the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im during the week is the same order on Shabbat. Devre Rabbi Ishmael. Rabbi Akiva omer kisiduro be'erev Pesach. That the order follows like the order of Erev Pesach. Now the Gemara right away is going to explain what exactly these statements mean. The Gemara says, Maika Amar. What are these words of the Braita mean? The Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Haki Kamar, Kesiduro Behol Be'erev Pesach, Kach Siduro BeShabbat Be'erev Pesach. Abaye throws into these words of Rabbi Ishmael Erev Pesach, and the statement would be as follows: Kesiduro Behol Be'erev Pesach, the time that you would bring Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im on a normal Erev Pesach, which we said is the 7.5 hours, kach siduro b'Shabbat b'Erev Pesach. So too, if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbat, it's also brought at 7.5 hours. So the Mishmael is really coming to tell us a deen of Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im b'Erev Pesach, and he was saying ben b'chol, ben b'Shabbat, it's the same time. When is it? 7.5 hours. Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im followed by the Korban Pesach, meaning you preempt it, or you bring it an hour earlier than you would, let's say, during the course of the year. Devre Rabbi Ishmael, Rabbi Akiva omer, kisiduro be'erev ha-Pesach, shehal liyot be'erev Shabbat, kach siduro be'Shabbat. He says, no. He says, the time that you bring the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im on Erev Pesach Shehal Yod Be'erev Shabbat, which is 6.5 hours, that's the time you bring it on Shabbat. Kach Siduro Be'erev Pesach Yod Be'erev Shabbat. Kach Siduro Be'Shabbat. That's when you bring it on Shabbat. which means according to the Rabbi Akiva, on Shabbat you bring the Korban Tamicha ben Arbayim at 12:30, at 6.5 hours. So let's review Abaye's interpretation. Abaye's coming along to say, first of all, he's reading into this statement of the Braita. If you look at the strict words of the Braita, Kesiduro bechol kach siduro b'Shabbat, no mention of Erev Pesach was said over here. He's coming along and adding those words. He's saying, Kesiduro be'Erev Pesach shehaliyot bechol kach siduro be'Erev Pesach shehaliyot b'Shabbat. Which is, according to Rabbi Ishmael, he's reading in to that statement and saying that what? That just like Sidro Bechol Be'ereb Pesach is at 7.5 hours, Kach Sidro B'Shabbat Be'ereb Pesach. So too on Ereb Pesach, Shalom B'Shabbat is also going to be 7.5 hours. So Rabbi Ishmael is talking only on the Ereb Pesachs. Ereb Pesach Bechol, Ereb Pesach B'Shabbat. Rabbi Akiva comes along and says, Kisiduro Be'ereb Pesach Shechal Yot Be'ereb Shabbat, just like you bring the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim on the Friday of Erev Pesach at 6.5 hours. Kach Siduro B'Shabbat, meaning all year. Which means that's the way you bring it on the Shabbatot. Just all year long. Rabbi Akiva is giving you a deen for Shabbatot of the year. And he's learning it from where? From Erev Pesach She'aliyot B'Erev Shabbat. Now we have to understand the logic. So the Gemara says, "Oh, let's get the Shitot first." Or Matnitin, and now Mishnah, Diktani ben Behold ben Beshabbat, Rabbi Ishmaeli, very good. Our Mishnah that said that the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim on Erev Pesach is 7.5 hours. Ben Behold ben Beshabbat, that would be Rabbi Ishmael of this Braita. So we found an author to our Mishnah. If you go back to our Mishnah, the Mishnah's fourth line, or actually the third line, Nishat b'sheva u'me'asa v'karev b'shmona u'me'asa ben b'chol ben b'shabbat. That's exactly the B'Ishmael. You always bring it on the 7.5 hours. So the Gemara asks, b'may kame palge, what is the source of this machloket over here between the B'Ishmael and the B'Akiba? So comes the Gemara and says, "Bemusafin kodmin lebazichin kamepalge." Now on Shabbat we know we have Korban Musaf. No argument on that, and everybody agrees Korban Musaf is brought in the sixth hour. That's right. They learn from Pesukim, Gezerat Katuv. Sixth hour would be between, let's say, 11 and 12 in the morning. That's when the Korban Musaf is brought. But there was another situation that was done on Shabbat. That's the bazichin. What is the bazichin? The bazichin were those spoons that they would have the frankincense in them, the lebona, and they would switch the bazichin on the shulchan. They had bread, lechem apanim, and they also had two spoons with lebona in them. Now they would have to switch the bazichin, which means they would take the old ones and would put new ones there, fresh ones there, on the table. So the question is, when did bazichin, this procedure of the bazichin take place? Was it done before the Korban Musaf? Or was it done after the Korban Musaf? So the Gemara says this is actually a machloket. So the Gemara says like this, "Bemusafin kodmin lebazichin kamepalge." Rabbi Ishmael sabar musafin kodmin lebazichin. He holds the Korban Musaf comes first, then they would do the bazichin. Avad lehu lemusafin b'shesh. So they would bring the Korban Musaf in the sixth hour. Ubazichin b'sheva. Right? In the next hour they would bring the bazichin. Ve'avid le letamid b'sheva u'mehsa. So therefore, they wouldn't get around to bringing the Korban Tamid until 7.5 hours. Whereas Rabbi Akiva Savad, Bazichin Kodmin Nemusafin. He says, no, Bazichin go first. Bazichin Behamesh, Umusafin Beshesh, Vavid Litamid Beshesh Umehsa. So therefore, the machloket of when you bring the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim on Shabbat is dependent on what? What came first? Bazichin or Musafin? Rabbi Yishmael holds, since the Bazichin came after, so you had enough time. You have to bring the Korban Musaf. After bring the Korban Musaf, you bring the Duda Bazichin. After the Bazichin are ready, so you have time to get to the Korban Tamid, so it's 7.5 hours. But Sheikh Rabbi Akiva says, no. Bazichin were done in the 5th hour. The 6th hour you did your Korban Musaf. So finish, a 1/2 hour later, 6.5 hours, already go bring your Korban Tamid. Now let's go read Rashi. That's the Shita of Rabbi Abaye, in interpreting the Blaita. Now let's read Rashi, we'll see all this inside. Let's start. Kesiduro b'chol b'ayrem f'pesach. Rashi. This is the way Abaye explained Rabbi Ishmael. Kesiduro b'chol b'ayrem f'pesach, just like you would bring it during the week on Erev Pesach, I mean in the 7th and 8th hour, da'inu b'sheva o'mechsa, kach siduro b'shabbat b'erev pesach. So too on Shabbat Erev Pesach, you would also bring it in the 7.5 hours. So again, Rabbi Ishmael, according to this, is only talking Erev Pesach. He did not discuss the Shabbat of the years. The regular Shabbat of the year, according to Rabbi Ishmael, it's brought 8.5 hours. Why? Because according to Rabbi Ishmael, the logic is going to be lo plug. All year long, we bring the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. 8.5 hours? Right, that's the deen. Shmona u'mechsa. So on Shabbat also, we bring it 8.5 hours. We're not going to switch Shabbat of the years, the normal Shabbat, to the rest of the days of the week of the year. However, we will keep Erev Pesach consistent. Which means, just like Erev Pesach during the week, we bring it an hour earlier, so to Shabbat Erev Pesach, we'll bring it an hour earlier. Which means we'll keep a low peluk on that also. Since we need to bring it a little earlier, because we need time. So therefore, Rabbi Ishmael, that's going to be his logic. Which means, if you ask Rabbi Ishmael, on a regular day of the year, when do you bring the, when do you slaughter? 8.5 hours. Beautiful. On Shabbat, regular Shabbat of the year, 8.5 hours. Why? Keep it, because we don't want to start changing it on Shabbat, then the people get confused during the week, and they might switch. Keep it the same. Erev Pesach, during the year, regular day, 7.5. Oh, so Shabbat also, keep it consistent, make it 7.5. Okay? Why not 6.5? Like we explained, there's no time. According to the Ishmael, you're doing the Bazichin at that time. And therefore, you're not going to have time to bring it until 7.5 hours. Let's read that all in Ashina. Rabbi Akiva Omer, B'Shabbat Shel Erev Pesach, on the Shabbat of Erev Pesach, Hu B'Shesh U'Mechsa, K'Siduro Be'erev Pesach Shachal Liyot Be'erev Shabbat. So the way that she's telling you, according to Rabbi Akiva, he's telling you also, on the Shabbat of Erev Pesach, which is according to Rashi, Rabbi Akiva is also only discussing Erev Pesach situation. All he's saying is that Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbat is like Erev Pesach Shachal Liyot Be'erev Shabbat. Now we know the Erev Shabbat one is the earliest. That's when you bring it in 6.5. So he says the Shabbat of Erev Pesach is also 6.5. That's she. Tekevan de ba'ele mi'amad Pesach acharav. Because since you have to bring the Korban Pesach afterwards, ube Shabbat lo karbe nedarim nedavot. And Shabbat, you don't even have no problem to delay. You don't bring Korban nedarim nedavot on Shabbat. Then tzadik le'achure mukmina le'adire b'sheshu mechsa. So bring it. Bring it earlier. Umatnitin diktani. Continue Rashi. And the Mishnah that said, Arbe Pesachim Nishchat B'Sheva O'Mechsa B'Mechol B'Shabbat, Rabbi Ishmaeli. Perfect. Next Rashi. B'may Kamepalge. Amay Kameachel L'Rabbi Ishmael. Why does Rabbi Ishmael delay on Shabbat Erev Pesach? Ha'mistaber Ta'amad Rabbi Akiva. It makes sense what Rabbi Akiva is saying. Mepnei Shepesachim Merubim Nishchot. Shabbat, we have a lot of Pesachim to bring. So it makes sense to bring the Korban Tamid as early as you can on that Shabbat. Mm-hmm. I understand when Pesach falls out during the week. Because you have to remember, during the week, you also have Nedarim and Nedabot. So I understand during the regular week, there's no problem to bring the Korban Tamid later. Because you want to give time to the people. Aval b'Shabbat, lam malila aharinu. Why would I have to delay it on Shabbat? There's no Nedarim and Nedabot. Hishlama b'shar Shabbatot. And then she continues, I understand even regular Shabbatot of the year. Listen to what we're saying now. Even regular Shabbatot of the year, I understand why you should bring it in the 8.5 hours. Why? Because that's when you bring it during the week. Which is a regular Shabbat during the year, keep it consistent. 8.5, 8.5. Behold, you bring the Tamid at an F. Shabbat, the same thing. And she says that. Lo haishinan agdume v'nashonuyeh mehol dideh, mishum nidribin et avot tehol, aval hashta mishum pesachim, bainan agduminu. So that she's really explaining us the logic here. And I want to review it with you. Rabbi Akiva makes a lot of sense that she's telling you. All year long, during the week, 8.5 hours. Beautiful sense. You need time to bring the darim in the dabot. And you know what? Shabbat, even though you don't have the darim in the dabot, keep it the same. No, we don't want to change. Okay, good. Don't confuse the people. On Erev Pesach Shechal Behol, now there's no, there is an issue of bringing it early because you have to have time to bring the Pesachim. So therefore, 7.5. Bring it a little earlier, right? Now, Erev Pesach Shechal Behol Shabbat, there's a reason even to bring it earlier. Because you have to slaughter it, you have to roast it. A lot of people bring it 6.5. Well, Shabbat Erev Pesach, there is no reason to bring it later. There's no nedarim in the davot. You need the time, so therefore put it at 6.5. So the Akiva's logical. Keep the Erev Pesach similar. Meaning, Erev Pesach Shabbat, Erev Pesach, Erev Shabbat. But the Rabbi Ishmael, according to you, why do you say you bring it 7.5 on Shabbat Erev Pesach? Why that hour? Why delay? Bring it. Might as well bring it according to the deen. At 6.5. Next Rashi, Bazichin, he levona. That's the frankincense. Hanetuna b'shne bazichin ashtem marachot shelechem apanim. Ubeshabbat ayu mesalkin hayshana umesadin hadasha. On Shabbatot, they would take the old spoons off, and they would put the new spoons on. On Shabbat, they would set the table. They would do the same thing with the lechem apanim as well. They would take the old breads off, and they would put the new breads on. Kedichti biyom haShabbat yarchenu. It's a pasuk in the Torah. On Shabbat, they would set the table. Umaktira bazichin. Of course, what would they do with that frankincense? They would bring it on the mizbeach. Okay? Then matirin alechem achilat kohanim. Once they would bring the haktara of the bazichin, then the kohanim were allowed to eat the lechem apanim. Right? Okay, fine. V'sarich l'shisa sha'achat l'tasek b'kach. Takes an hour to do this whole process. Okay? Continue. Rabbi Ishmael sabar musafin kodmin. Rabbi Ishmael says, Musafim come first. That's she. L'siluk bazichin. V'aktaratam v'zman musafin unhayu b'shesh. Everybody agrees the Musaf was in the sixth hour. And as she quotes, Padu dechtiv lehu yom. V'lo ketiv boker. Okay, dechtiv devar yom b'yomo. V'kan b'na m'seder yoma. Boker av yaktama v'yom mashma ihur. Whenever it says the word boker and throughout, it's earlier. Whenever it says yom, it's later. So yom means the sixth hour. That's what Musaf is in the sixth hour. ובזיכין בשבע, דבר אלה אחרינו. תמוספין כתיב יום, בזיכין כתיב ביום, ביום תנה זמנה. בזיכין, the Torah says the word יום twice. So we learn that it's later. So therefore he's learning מוסף at 6, followed by בזיכין at 7, and then at 7.5, bring the קורבן, תמיד שבין ארבעים. Beautiful. So that's the way Abaye learns the Braita. Everything is talking about Erev Pesach. I review, everything is talking about Erev Pesach. Comes the Gemara and says, one, two, three, fourth line down. Matkif la Rava. Rava has a question. Midi Rabbi Akiva kisiduro be'erev Pesach shachal yot be'erev Shabbat ketani? Did Rabbi Akiva and his Braita say that Shabbat Erev Pesach is like Erev Pesach Shechal Liyot Be'erev Shabbat? I mean, you're reading into the words of Yaakov. What did he say? Kisiduro Be'erev Pesach Stamak Ketani. All he said is, it's like the time that you bring the Korban Tamid on Erev Pesach. You're reading into him and saying, the Shabbat follows Erev Pesach Shechal Liyot Be'erev Shabbat. Hey, those words, Shechal Liyot Be'erev Shabbat, where'd you read that in the Baita? Didn't say that. So the Rabbah rejects Abaye. Ela Amarava. Second interpretation of the Braita. Hachi Kamar. Kisiduro behol de'alma. Kach siduro b'shabbat be'erev Pesach. Devrei Rabbi Yishmael. The same time you bring the Korban Tamid. Behol de'alma. On a regular weekday. During the year, which is 8.5. Kach siduro b'shabbat be'erev Pesach. So to Shabbat Erev Pesach is also 8.5. Devrei Rabbi Yishmael. Which means you're bringing it kind of late. But that's what he says, and we'll see. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no. Kisiduro be'erev Pesach. Which means just like a regular Erev Pesach, you bring it at 7.5. So to Erev Pesach Shalom b'Shabbat, 7.5. So that's the machloket. The machloket is when do you bring it on Shabbat Erev Pesach? Rabbi Yishmael will say you bring it 8.5. Rabbi Akiva will say 7.5. And what's the wordage? Rabbi Yishmael will say, just like to bring it during the week, the alma, at 8.5, so too be Shabbat Erev Pesach. And Rabbi Akiva will say no, kisiduro be Erev Pesach, behold, kach siduro be Shabbat 7.5, 7.5. What are they arguing? Umatnitin diktani ben bechol ben beshabbat. Rabbi Akiva. Well, first of all, we just changed the author to our Mishnah. The Mishnah that said that Erev Pesach, that the Tamid should be Arbaim on Erev Pesach is the same ben bechol ben beshabbat is not Rabbi Akiva. Behold, it's 7.5 hours. Beshabbat, it's 7.5 hours. B'mayka mepalgeh, what is the source of the machloket? B'mechmar b'sra kamepalgeh. The argument is over here on, does the meat become hot? Once meat becomes hot, it obviously becomes spoiled. What's the basis of the machloket? Rabbi Yishmael sabar hayshinan l'mechmar b'sra. You're concerned that the meat is going to get hot. Let's review for a second. What do you do with the meat on Erev Pesach, Shechal Yom B'Shabbat? After you slaughter it, you just got to stay there. You can't roast it until Motzei Shabbat. So there is a concern of spoilage. Have the whole day there. It's the hot days of the spring. So you're worried that the meat might go spoiled. So therefore, Rabbi Yishmael's logic is, the later you bring it, the better. Bring it in the 8.5 hours, like you bring it all year long, less time to spoil. Because he's choshesh l'michmar b'sra. Rabbi Akiva says, no, I'm not worried about the spoilage. Therefore, better to bring it earlier, in the 7.5 hours, in order to facilitate more people to bring the Korban. That's the second version. The Gemara then asks, Ilo Haishinan, Rabbi Akiva, you're not worried about Mechmar Besra? You're not worried about spoilage and getting hot and stuff like that. Bring it earlier. Remember, you might as well bring it in the right time then. According to the Torah law, 6.5 hours. Bring it earlier. Now, Kasabar Musafin Korbin the Bazichin. You gotta remember, we're talking about Shabbat over here. You gotta bring the Korban Musaf. So he holds according to this, the Musaf comes before the Bazichin. It's different than we said before, according to Biakiva. According to this, now we're saying Biakiva's Musaf comes first. And the Gemara explains it. Avidu with the Musafim Beshesh. You bring the Musaf in the sixth hour. Ubazichin Besheva. Ve'avidu the Tamid Besheva. Umechsa. So that's why he has no choice but to bring it in the 7.5 hour, because you got to deal with the Bazichin. Matkif la Rabba Bar'ula. Rabba Bar'ula challenges Rava's interpretation of the Braita. Midi kesiduro behol, kach siduro b'Shabbat be'erev Pesach. Devre Rabbi Yishmael ketani, which means, does it say in the Braita, like the way you brought it during the week, that's the way you bring it on Shabbat erev Pesach? These are the words of Rabbi Yishmael. Does it say that? Don't say that. Kach siduro b'Shabbat stama ketani. It says kesiduro behol. Now you're reading in. Keep that the same, right? But doesn't say Erev Pesach Shabbat. You're reading that in. Ela Amar Abba Bar Ula Hachi Ketani. Third interpretation of the Braita. Kesiduro Bechol De'alma Kach Siduro B'Shabbat De'alma Devre Rabbi Yishmael. According to this interpretation, Rabbi Yishmael was not discussing Erev Pesach at all. They were just discussing the regular deen of Tamicho Ben Arbayim. Kesiduro Bechol Kach Siduro B'Shabbat. Just like during the week. 8.5. Shabbat, 8.5. Erev Pesach, we're not discussing Erev Pesach. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kesiduro Be'erev Pesach De'alma, Kach Siduro B'Shabbat De'alma. And Rabbi Akiva as well was really talking about regular Shabbat. And he was saying, just like on Erev Pesach, De'alma, regular Erev Pesach, 7.5 hours, so too on a regular Shabbat of the year, 7.5 hours. So basically the Mahloket is on a regular Shabbat. Rabbi Yishmael says 8.5 again, and Rabbi Akiva will say 7, but nobody was discussing over here Erev Pesach She'aliyot B'Shabbat. That was not the discussion. So what this third interpretation did is it took the Erev Pesach out of the equation. Rabbi Yishmael was discussing solely regular weekdays, regular Shabbat. 8.5, 8.5. Rabbi Akiva just came along and said, no, on a regular Shabbat of the year, it follows the Erev Pesach. Just like the Erev Pesach is 7.5, so too the Shabbat will be 7.5. Umatnitin, and our Mishnah, Diktani ben Behol ben Beshabbat, Divra Koli. And our Mishnah that said, Erev Pesach, whether it falls out during the week, or whether it falls out during Shabbat, it's going to everybody. Was even Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, they never discussed this. Which means on Erev Pesach, whether it's the weekday or whether it's Shabbat, everybody will hold 7.5 hours. There's no argument on that. Rabbi Yishmael was never discussing that. Rabbi Yishmael was discussing regular Shabbat, regular weekday, 8.5. When it comes to Erev Pesach, he'll agree. Yeah, also bring it an hour earlier. Ben behold ben Shabbat. No problem. He never discussed that. On Erev Pesach, exactly. And Rabbi Akiva as well. When behold be Shabbat Erev Pesach, bring it 7.5. They might come in Pelge. According to this version, what's the mahloket? Begezerat nedabot v'nedarim kam in Pelge. Now we know that during the year, after you bring the korban tamid shel ben arbaim, no more nedarim and nedavot. Well, that's why we brought the tamid shel ben arbaim during the year at 8.5 to give them time to bring as many nidarim and nidavot as you can. So the question is going to be like this. Rabbi Yishmael is going to hold, keep Shabbat the same. Why? Because if you bring it Shabbat early, it might lead to doing it early on the weekday, and therefore you're going to close the window of nidarim and nidavot, lo plug. Rabbi Yishmael savar gazinan Shabbat atu hol. We make a gazinan on Shabbat to keep it late, even though there's no nidarim in the davot, atu hol. But Rabbi Akiva savar lo gazlinan. Don't make the gezerah. During the week, we have a reason. During the week, put an 8.5, nidarim in the davot, on Shabbat. There's no reason. Put it earlier. Put an hour earlier. Put it at 7.5. So the Gemara says, oh, you have no reason. You want to put it 7.5. I lo gazlinan na'bede bevavu mehsa. Put it 6.5. Do it at the right time. Musafin korban bazichin. Back to the bazichin problem. You have to be korban musaf before you bring the bazichin. And the Gemara speaks it out. Musafin b'shesh, u'bazichin b'zayin, v'avid tamid b'zayin u'mechsa. Period. So we've given three interpretations of the Braita. You had Abaye, you had Rava, and you had Rabba Bar'ula. Okay? Metive. The Gemara now has questions. The Gemara basically is going to ask two questions. Metive. Tamid kol ha-shana kula karet kelchato. All year long the Korban Tamid is brought according to the Halakha. Nishchat b'shmona u'mechsa. Right? Slaughtered 8.5. V'karev betet u'mechsa. And it's brought 9.5. U'b'erev ha-pesach nishchat b'zayin u'mechsa v'karev b'chet u'mechsa. Good. Haliyot b'Shabbat if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbat, kehal liyot b'sheni b'Shabbat. It's like if Erev Pesach fell out on a Monday. Meaning, just like Erev Pesach, if it falls out on a Monday, behold, what's the time you bring the Korban? 7:30. Right? So too, when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbat, also you bring it 7:30. That's his way of saying Erev Pesach of Shabbat and Erev Pesach of Chol is equal. He just said it in a flowery way. He said, Erev Pesach of Shabbat is like Erev Pesach falling out on a Monday, which is 7:30. Tevid Rabbi Ishmael, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kesiduro be'Erev Pesach. He says, no, it's Kesiduro be'Erev HaPesach, which means, which we'll see. Gemara says, Bishlama le'Abaye Niha. According to Abaye, this is great, this Blaita. Why? Because that's exactly how we learned the Blaita. Let's review Abaye's way of learning the Blaita. If you remember, Rabbi Yishmael, according to Abaye, was talking about Erev Pesach Shabbat, Erev Pesach Chol. And he said, "Kisiduro behol, Erev Pesach shalom behol, gak siduro be Erev Pesach shaliyot be Shabbat." Perfect. 7.5 hours during the week, 7.5 hours on Erev Pesach shalom be Shabbat. And this Braita is now exactly saying that Shita in Rabbi Ishmael. Because what did Rabbi Ishmael say? Rabbi Ishmael said, Erev Pesach be Shabbat is like Erev Pesach on a Monday. That's saying what? Chol and Shabbat are equal. Now, let's continue. What did Rabbi Akiva then come along and say? Rabbi Akiva then came along and said, so that he said, Kisiduro be'Erev HaPesach. Now what does he mean? Must mean Erev Pesach Shehaliyot be'Erev Shabbat. He's arguing, right? He's arguing on Rabbi Ishmael. So when Rabbi Akiva comes along and says, Siduro ke'Erev Pesach, you have to be saying something different. Rabbi Ishmael said, Erev Pesach Chol equals Shabbat. You're coming, no. It's like Erev Pesach. Well, it must be something else, right? No, Erev Pesach Shehaliyot be'Erev Shabbat. What is that? That's 6.5 hours. So you must be saying, Rabbi Akiva, that just like on Friday, Erev Pesach is 6.5, so too Shabbat Erev Pesach is 6.5. It's exactly Abaye. So the Gemara says, Bishnama la Abaye Niha, Ela Lirava Kashya. According to Rava, this is a question. Why? Look at Rashi, Ela Lirava. Dekama Rabbi Ishmael Mechmar Bisra Hayish. According to Rava, the concern of Rabbi Ishmael was what? The spoilage of the meat. Uksiduro behol be'alma ka'amar. Right? So therefore he said, on Erev Pesach Shabbat, you bring it 8.5 hours. Just like you bring it during the week, on a regular day. Why? Because he wants to put it later. So it doesn't spoil. But what do you mean? Over here, clearly Rabbi Ishmael is telling you, Kisiduro Erev Shabbat, Kisiduro b'Shabbat Erev Pesach is like Siduro b'Sheni, which is like when Erev Pesach falls out during the week. 7.5, 7.5. Question. Amalecha Rava. So Rava comes along and says, Lo tema kehal b'Sheni b'Shabbat Ela Ema Kesheni b'Shabbat de'alma. You learned when it said, like when it falls out on a Monday, we understood when Erev Pesach falls out on a Monday. No. Meaning a regular Monday of the year. A regular Monday of the year is what? 8.5. So too, Erev Pesach Shalom b'Shabbat, 8.5. Which is, it just said in the Braita, Kesheni b'Shabbat. Throw in the word, Kesheni b'Shabbat de'alma. And therefore, what is it saying? When do you bring the Korban Tamid Shabbat Nagarabayim and Erev Pesach Shehaliyot B'Shabbat? The same time you would bring it on a regular Monday. A regular Monday is 8.5. So Rava can get out. Rava can answer. Metive, second question. Haliyot B'Shabbat. Okay, Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbat. Kesiduro Kol Hashana Kula. Oh, it follows the normal system of all year long. What's the normal system all year long? 8.5. Devei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva omer, kisiduro be'erev ha-Pesach de'alma. No, it follows the Erev Pesach law, which is 7.5. Oh, this is exactly Rava. Bishtama l'Rava niha. According to Rava, perfect. That was the Mahloket. What Shabbat Erev Pesach, is it 8.5 or 7.5? And the issue was what? Mechmar b'sra or not? So the Gemara says, Elal Abaye, Kasha. Because according to Abaye, according to Rabbi Ishmael, it was 7.5, and according to Rabbi Akiva, it was 6.5. Amalech Abaye, lo tema kesiduro kol hashana. Don't read in this bright halibus kesiduro kol hashana kula, ela ema kesiduro kol hashanim kulam. Devrei Rabbi Ishmael, which means Rashi. You see kol hashanim, all the years. Rashi says, "Sha'erev haPesach hal bechol teshachtinu b'sheva u'mechsa," which means when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbat, it doesn't mean follow the system of kol hashana. Follow kol hashanim, all the other years. When Erev Pesach falls out during the week. All the other years when Erev Pesach falls out in the week, what's what? 7.5. So too, when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbat in the exceptional year, it's also 7.5. Who's that? That's Abaye. Rabbi Akiva Omer, kisidru Erev Pesach chalot be'Erev Shabbat. And read into that and say, and he holds Erev Pesach chalot be'Erev Shabbat, which is 6.5. So therefore, Abaye, just with one adjustment, from Shana to Shanim, because if you say keder kol Shana, it's mashma, regular days, which means regular days is 8.5. But if you say Kedir Kol HaShanim, it's contrasting it from this year that Pesach came out, Erev Pesach came out on Shabbat. Kedir Kol HaShanim, when Erev Pesach comes out during the week. 7.5. Okay, so the questions are answered. Rabbah and Abaye. Now the Gemara just goes for some sources. Tarur Banan. Minayin shelo yehed davar kodem netamid shel shachar. Okay, how do you know that the morning korban, that's the first korban on the mizbeach? You can't bring anything before the tamid shel shachar. Talmud lomar ve'arach alea ha'ola. The pasuk starts actually by saying ubi'er alea kohen, which means the kohen has to put on the mizbeach fire, meaning wood. And after he sets the wood on the mizbeach in the early morning, it says, "Ve'arach alea ha'ola." Now we're assuming that that ola is referring to the tamid shel shachar. So the Gemara says, "My Talmuda, what's the limud? Maybe that ola is talking about a different ola. It doesn't say the tamid; it just says ha'ola. Amar Rava ha'ola, the ola, ola rishona. It's referring to the first one." That she says, "Midelo keti varach alea ola, ela haola hachi kamar, varach alea miyad haola ha hashuba, the special one, ha amurat teila lechol haolot." I know ola tamid, which is if you open up Parashat Pinehas, where it lists all the korbanot of the holidays, it starts off with what? The ola tamid. It starts off. Tzav et bnei Israel v'amarta alem et korbani lahmi leisha idayach liyachokhi tishmenu. So therefore, that ha'ola, the ola is what? The most important one. Why is the most important? Because in Parashat Pinchas, it starts off with that korban. So what does the pasuk say? Ubi'er aleha. Ha'kohen, ta'etzim, ba'boker. And then, ba'arach aleha, ha'ola. That's the first korban. So now you know nothing can preempt korban tamid shel shachar. Next question. U'minayin she'en davar karev ahar tamid shel ben arbaim. How do you know after the tamid shel ben arbaim, the mizbeah is closed? Finish. You can't bring anything after that. Well, Tamud Lomar, the pasuk continues. Ve'ktir aleha chelbe hashelamim, which means you will bring with it the chelbe hashelamim, the korbanot of shelamim, with me, meaning with the korban tamid shel shachar, you can bring chelbe shelamim, implying that only with the tamid shel shachar you can bring other korbanot, but with the tamid shel ben arba'in. It's finished. My Talmud, what's the limud? What I was going to say. Amar Abaye, Aleha Shilamim Velo al Haverta Shilamim. With it, meaning with the Tamid Shel Shahar, you can bring Shilamim, but not with its friend. Meaning once you bring its friend, meaning the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, no more Shilamim. It's closed, exactly. Again, the Pasuk says, Viktir Aleha Ha'ola. Right, the Pasuk says? And then it says, Viktir Aleha Halbea Shilamim. So right after the Korban Tamid Shel Shahar, you can still bring Shilamim, but in the second Korban, it's over. So the Gemara, but Kif La Rabba, Ema Shilamim Udolo Nakriv, Ha'olot Nakriv. Okay, you just told me what, that after Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, you cannot bring Shilamim. Maybe you can bring an Olah, but if you're going to be technical, read the words of the Pasuk, it just says Shilamim, implying that what? Shilamim, no, but maybe another Korban, yes. Ela amarava hashelamim aleha. Viktir aleha halbe hashelamim aleha with it. Aleha with it, meaning with the Korban Tamid Shel Shahar Hashlem. I'm sorry. With the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim aleha Hashlem kol haKorbanot kulan. Which is the word hashelamim over is not discussing a type of Korban. Hashelamim is coming from the word Shalem. Meaning, it is complete. Which means once you bring the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, Aleha, with it, Hashlem Kol HaKorbanot Kulam, Rashi, Hashlemim, Lashon, Hashlem, Lashon of completion. So the Pasuk is saying like this, Viktir Aleha Ha'ola, Viktir Aleha, with the second Korban, but the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, Iktir Hashelamim. That's already the end of the Korbanot. Aleha, with it, with the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, Hashlem. Finished. Hashlem Kol HaKorbanot Kulam. So that's how you know nothing comes after Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. From the word Hashelamim. From Lashon, Hashlem. Baruch Anu Aleh Olam. Amen.